Rocketmoney.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts, Jake and Amir.
I got 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are.
Hey! That should have been the whole show, is us taking photos with people.
That's our time.
One by one. You know what? Fuck it. Two by two. We've earned it. Montreal, how's it going?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. That's right.
Toda.
Toda. This is correct. Holy shit, I wish my mom could see this. She's here, she's just blind.
She can hear it super well.
Mommy, follow my voice, mommy.
No point in waving. How are you guys doing?
This is really cool. This is our first live podcast in Canada, all of Canada.
That is true. Now, who here is familiar with our show? Yeah. Who here has never heard us before in their life?
Somebody hasn't.
Cool. You're going to be so fucking confused for the next hour.
I borderline don't get this. And I am this. So no, this is an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. People will write us questions. They're in sticky situations in their lives, and they want Jake and mine's help, our advice, for whatever reason. So if you guys don't mind, we can answer some questions in front of you guys. Maybe you guys can help us out, too. We're going to take a... What's going on right here? Okay. I'm actually okay. I'm still feeling a little hungover from yesterday, so... all right, let's take a seat. Let's answer some questions. Here we go.
All right, I really like this enthusiasm. It's making me feel really good.
Yeah. You should say a catchphrase, like, got any cheese?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I do that one ever on the podcast, right?
It doesn't matter if it's on the podcast.
It's really close to when we do actually do Seize the Cheese.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That is kind of fun.
Oh. Huh. Yeah. Oh. See?
I don't know if I know. Huh? I don't know that one. Huh? Oh, yeah. Kanye. Toda. Cheers.
Oh,
to us,
yes.
And the longevity of our relationship. Use your drink. Bad luck if you don't.
Sure.
Here we go. To you. I love you, brother. I love you.
And you're great, man.
Oh. Fuck off with that. Say you love me.
Say it. Say it all.
I love you. Do you love me?
And we're good, man.
It's so clear you're avoiding saying it.
I'm not avoiding it. We are good together. I think we make a good team, baby. Not baby.
That's actually pretty nice.
That's better than love.
What you said was kind of more intimate, actually.
All right, first question. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
I'm hearing a lot of Crandis.
Really?
Crandis has followed us from city to city. He haunts our dreams.
Like an STD.
Or she, we don't even know.
All right, Crandis writes.
Need a little mustache napkin.
Hey, guys. I'm a little bit on the crazy side in that I will do anything anyone tells me to and will go to extreme for stupid jokes. Anyway, I fear I may have accidentally gotten into a gay sexting relationship. I was joking around with a buddy of mine talking about butts, and long story short, I told him I was going to send him a pic of my ass. He didn't believe me, but I frickin' did it. Yeah. He then told me he set it at his profile pic of me on his phone. I was cool with it and thought it was funny. A few days later, he asked me for another, saying the first one was low quality. I didn't think much of it, but skipped to a couple months later, and he texts me again, "Can you send me a new profile pic? My mom deleted the old one." As a joke, I replied, "Nope, sorry, man, you're buttless, LOL." He then replied, "Then send me a better butt pic, please," stating that he's looked at the same pic for too long and that I should send him a side view. I guess my question is he jacking off to my butt? Should I send him more? I'll probably send him one more. But should I continue after that? Should I do him this solid? He isn't the type of guy to keep a joke going, if at all. Any advice would be appreciated. Love, Crandis.
Right.
Let's give it up for Crandis.
Okay, so let's dissect the question. He asked a couple queries. One, is his friend jacking off to his butt pics? Yes. I'd venture to say yes. Should he send him more? I'm a little torn too.
This guy brings up a good point.
There's something, I guess, kinda hot about it.
Yeah, like, somebody is coming to you.
Yeah, you're a little bit hot for that.
Yeah, you're a hot guy to him, which is nice to me for you to have for them, to us, with you.
I really like that sentence structure.
Preposition, noun, 90 times in a row. Would you send a butt picture to a guy? Let's say you were friends, obviously you're not, but let's say you were friends with a homosexual.
Excuse me.
Hypothetically, you guys.
Scared me for a second.
No, I know. There,
you know,
dude.
I'm the most hetero dude in the world, right?
Let's kiss about it.
As a bit, how far can you go and still be hetero, right? He's making this, like, haha, it's funny. Here's a picture of my butt. You're jerking off to it. That's hilarious. Haha, it's funny. Now I'm sending you more and more, and holla, ha, 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 it's funny, I'm letting you blow me. This is a bit. This is so silly.
We're
69ing, and we're each getting domed. It doesn't... I guess, like, where's the line? You have to draw it somewhere.
I think you should draw it in cum. I really think the line
point.
Should be semen size.
And what do you think, blind Mrs. Blumenfeld? She agrees.
In Hebrew, but still. I think it's fine. It doesn't really matter. You're giving someone a gift. Who cares? If I gave you any present, if you jerk off to it, that's your prerogative.
And like, you gave me a lovely pen for my birthday last year, and you better believe I've noted on it.
Absolutely you have. I've noticed
that. I
jerked
off to the gift. It
was
thoughtful.
It's a really nice quill.
It gets me a little hard.
It's a fountain pen.
It's a fountain pen.
It's a Lanny 1200 Blue Series fountain pen.
It's a really nice gift.
Just drenched in semen.
Drenched in semen,
absolutely.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. Here's the problem with nude pictures, and I think everybody can relate to this a little bit. Nobody's ever satiated by them. If you send a nude picture, the response is always like, that's so hot. Can I have another one?
Yeah.
So like, you're going down this rabbit hole where
that's
you're gonna
true.
Have to keep on sending him pictures of your ass.
Yeah.
It's interesting that he wants a side view. Isn't that a downgrade? Like, oh, this picture of your tits is so hot. Do one where you're covering it. But where I can't see the private parts.
But you can see why, like, teasing, like, bikini is hotter than nude.
Right. If anything, it's a little weirder that he, like, has a specific demand.
You know, side boob?
Like, he's got a fetish.
Yeah, he likes side butt.
That's true. That's
he likes side butt. Mm-hmm. But I do like your theory that porn is like the Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. It just makes you...
This episode is sponsored by Pringles.
Absolutely. The porn of potato chips, they call themselves, never.
There is that guy with the mustache on the box.
Yeah, I could see him jerking off the side butt. Let's get to what the hell he actually asked us so we can answer it.
What are you talking about? We did.
Yeah.
I think we answered the question. Do you guys feel like we answered the question sufficiently? He's jerking off and it's
fine.
He is
jacking off. Should I send him more?
You should probably start to cut him off. Wean him off.
You're like a drug dealer. You don't want to send him down that road. All right. Send him, let's say, two more.
One side view and one gaping hole.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
He needs the brown eye.
Now, do you mind? May I read the next question so you can start to drink your whiskey?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to put you on blast, but you haven't touched it since we cheersed.
All right.
I could put him on. This is a... It's a French-Canadian blast on a Saturday night. I think it's deserved. I think it's earned. And I think, yep, I'm going to keep your phone after this, too. Ta-da. Smallest sip I've ever seen. Chuck, chuck,
no, 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 no.
Chuck, 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 chuck.
No! This is peer pressure, and I won't do it. In fact, one time during a live show, they chanted chug. I chugged, I didn't finish, and then they booed me. Do you realize how fucked it is to give in to peer pressure?
And now you're complaining. How do you get out of this? You have to chug it. You
all right, all right. I'll chug, but I might not finish. Is that okay with you guys?
Let's give him chug one more time so we can... All right, ready? Oh, you know what? Let's just give him sip halfway. Sip halfway. Sip halfway. Sip halfway. Sip halfway. Sip halfway. That was not halfway. It wasn't quite halfway, but yeah, sure. Give it up for Blumenfeld.
I like that. You guys are like reasonable peer pressurers.
Very polite.
It's like, hey, if you don't smoke this drug, you're bisexual.
Okay, question the second. Can we get a... Can you hear? Wait, everyone, absolute silence. Jalia?
Wait, shh. What'd you say? Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia? Okay, Chris D'Elia writes... He is here, by the way. He's at the back of the show. Huge fan, wearing a Seize the Cheese shirt. Dear Josh and Amir, for the person who doesn't listen to the show, I'm also Josh sometimes.
Josh R.
Yeah, Josh R. And also The Pinch. This is... Get those crab claws up, babies! Huh?
Loser.
That's what my father would say if you were here. Dear Josh and Amir, I love the show and knew I could come to you divas for advice. I found myself in quite the sexual pickle. I've been dating this amazing girl for over 7 months now and everything is going amazeballs. Whenever they start like that, it's never actually going amazing. We love each other and are highly attracted to one another, yet we have yet to have actual sex. We've gotten as close to sex as you can get without penis in vagina penetration, hand jobs, blow jobs, even anal. That is sex. The second part of anal is the word sex. But never have I ever done it the way God intended it to be. Her biggest fear is getting pregnant, which I totally understand, but I've said I'd wear a condom and also pull out before ejaculation. She still doesn't seem to trust these methods of birth control. I'm starting to feel as if sex is an infinitesimal point.
He used that word incorrectly. Don't listen to that.
Sick. So here's my question. How can I convince my girlfriend to let me have sex with her? And are there any other methods of birth control we can try besides condoms and birth control pills, which she can't get because she's still 17?
I don't know about that rule. So.
What rule?
You can't have birth control.
How old is he? 61. It's fine.
Completely non sequitur, unrelated, doesn't matter.
He is 91 years old.
I read that question earlier and I crunched some numbers to see indeed how what was the efficacy of condoms and versus pulling out the withdrawal method. I found out kind of a gray area of answers because there's one percentage that says condoms are 85% effective when used incorrectly. And when used correctly, they're 98% effective.
Oh, great.
Pulling out is about 50% effective when used incorrectly. Though if you ask me, it should be 0% effective. Same with condoms. If you put it on your face, if you do it wrong, 0%. How do you do it wrong and it's still 85? Unless you're wrong is putting your entire body in the condom. If you do it wrong, 0% effective, according to me. So 85 to 98, and then pulling out was like 50% effective to 96% when done correctly.
You're losing me right now, but go ahead.
If you do them both correctly, this is just a tip for this guy.
If you are crunching these numbers, you will never have sex.
Luckily, I've done it for you. If you use a condom correctly and pull out, which is so unnecessary, the odds of you getting a semen or the sperm getting to your egg is 1 in over 12,000. So, if this girl is worried about getting pregnant, he should just make sure to say, I'm going to use it correctly. I'm actually going to put it on my penis. I'm actually going to take my penis out somehow before I ejaculate. And if she still needs more, like a third level, a layer of birth control, there's also the calendar system, which means you can't get pregnant close to your actual menstruation date. So if that's still not enough for her, I fear that she just doesn't want to fuck this guy. Then again, he's getting anal.
That's true. And like, that's kind of dope enough, man.
Isn't it? I've not had
anal.
We try
to go the other way. We do the vaginal, try to get to the butt. You skipped over.
Yeah. This guy made it. This guy has a home run, and he's like, I didn't touch third. Does it still count? I was worried about the baseball references up here, but luckily I remember the Montreal Expos played here from 1981 to 2002. R.I.P. Do you think she's just afraid of getting pregnant, or she doesn't want to do this guy in the vajay?
You know what? I did some research as well.
That just means you watched a lot of porn earlier.
I do, and I did. Did you guys know we got a free fleshlight for performing here? Show you. I don't have it now. I threw it away. Just kidding. It's in my bag. All right. So I did some research as well. One thing that I came across that was interesting that conflicts with your research a little bit is they advise not combining the two methods of using a condom and pulling out because sometimes in your haste to pull out, you're not gripping the bottom of the condom and that shit could slip right off and then that's not good. That's just a bag of cum in your girlfriend.
Which is what I call myself sometimes.
I am really just a walking bag of cum. There's that. The other thing is, it's essentially what you're saying, which is she doesn't want to fuck you because, you know, she might just not be ready for sex. So all you can really do is not pressure your girlfriend ever to have sex, but you can sure say, hey, I've researched this amount and these are the chances of you getting pregnant. And if you don't want to do it, that's fine. But I just wanted to put all the research on the table here and your call.
Yeah. No pressure. But... these are the numbers.
But.
The proof is in the pudding. I'd like anal sex, I think. Who's this chick that's giving it up so easily? This butt whore.
Hey! Whoa!
Sorry, I've had a single sip of this. Apple juice... bourbon apple juice.
Oh, dear.
All right. So have an open conversation with her. Tell her it's not actually risky. If she still doesn't want to sleep with you, odds are maybe she just doesn't want to do that or something.
Yeah, but you know what? Try to enjoy the butt sex while it's happening because I do guarantee this is the only time you will ever get that this willy-nilly.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
It's a child complaining about getting dessert without having to eat its vegetables.
Oh, vaginal sex isn't that bad.
Neither are Brussels sprouts. Cheers. Let's take a short break right now for those of you listening at home. If you're listening at home, we'll be right back.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
We have a few more questions to answer in front of you guys, if that's okay with you. I don't know if you guys listen to the program, but sometimes it's just us two giving our advice, and sometimes we have a friend.
And tonight we have a very special friend.
You guys have seen him both on our videos and probably HBO Silicon Valley. Put your hands together for Thomas Middleton!
Thomas Middleton! The good news is there's only 7 minutes until the show has to end.
Penis!
Give it to me, internet! Get it out right now!
right now, you fucking weirdos. Shame on you. Get it out. I can't contain myself. I must yell penis. I have to. You strange, strange people. Dude! It's me versus you. I'll win. I'm making more money.
Wow.
You people created that. I blame only you both, but I still happen to love you. We're here to answer questions. Questions are my favorite part about the podcast.
Yeah.
So let's get to them.
Let's get right into it.
What a weird thing.
I know.
God. Thomas, I never will.
Excuse you.
Excuse you.
Very much excuse you. Excuse you.
Hey. Get it out, man. Fucking
you
do
just
it.
Just sit up here and yell it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just yell it out. Do it now.
You yell the quotes and he'll do them back.
Yeah, just do it now and instead of saving them for like Instagram photos of like me and my like soon to be nephew. My potential 2-year-old nephew.
Penis!
Yeah, just caps lock penis with me and a 2-year-old boy. So do it now. And yes.
All right. That's enough, you guys. He's still a man.
Hardly.
All right. Are you guys
ready? You
know,
you'd think being on home box office would change things. Not with you, fucks. Great to be here. Well, let's do it.
All right.
Read it, baby.
Here we go.
What's the name?
Why don't you want to give us a name?
Yeah. Oh. Shut up. Sleem.
And you can spell that for us?
S-L-E-E-M. Sleem.
Just what I thought. Just what I hoped. Hi, I'm Sleem. I'm a junior in high school, and one of my best friends is a girl that I really, really like. We're pretty close and kind of flirty. If she were anybody else, I would be positive that she likes me. The thing is, she's way out of my league.
I don't think like that.
Not only is she super nice, but she's smart, funny, outgoing, and gorgeous. I would say that I'm smart and kind of funny, but I can be bitter and not nice. And I'm not handsome at all. Don't be sad. He attached a photo. He's actually a gargoyle.
At the bottom, there's a whole list of women he's sexually assaulted. So you're fine.
My question is, do girls ever date below their league? If so, what's the best way to court a girl?
Oh.
If you're not the most attractive guy in the world.
Babies.
Thanks. Love, Sleeve.
Sleeve.
You look like you have an opinion. You're leaning back with such confidence. Like you have.
You're going to slide out of the chair.
There is a right answer, and you have it.
No, there's no right answer to any life. Write that down. But my first thing to Sleem would be, don't think of relationships of leagues. That's an unhealthy way of looking at people. Of like, you're one league and I'm another. That's not
And you guys
bueno.
Are, by the way. You're hot and rich, and you're ugly and poor.
Yeah.
It's
true,
it's a
guys.
Fact.
Like,
why are you
don't
mad?
Even know how much HBO pays. No idea. I came here for free because I make so much money otherwise. No, the point is, you can't look at it like that. Because, I mean, right? I mean, back me up here. If you look at it like people are leagues, that's crazy.
Right, well, here's the thing. If you're hooking up with a girl, she is in your league. The problem is this guy is treating leagues as attractiveness. But league is all-encompassing. I can date someone who's more physically attractive than me. In fact, I almost exclusively do. All my friends hook up with girls who are more attractive.
All your friends are like, they look at you and whoever girl you're with and go, really?
Yeah. That's my type.
And then they meet the girls and they go, I get it.
Oh.
Oh, I get it. She can barely spell her own name.
S-L-I?
It's S-L-E-E-M.
Well, the thing is, leagues are just like regular leagues. Leagues are more than just points. Listen, in basketball, DeAndre Jordan can't dribble, he can't shoot, but he's still getting paid more than Steph Curry. You know why? Because he can play defense, he can rebound, he can block shots.
There's a single clap going up.
So yeah,
but
this girl might be more conventionally attractive, but maybe you're better at other things. And girls don't actually necessarily care about that kind of stuff as much as guys, so I would say that they do, in fact, date below their attractiveness level a lot, but not necessarily below their league. Let's hear it, because you are coming.
He's shaking his head, he's shaking his head. He's like, you like it or not like
baby,
it?
Well, baby, 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 baby.
Baby, baby, baby.
Here's the beginning of Casey and JoJo.
This is how it actually is. This is how it actually is.
Well, here's the thing.
This is the thing.
I'm not even dissuading what you're saying.
But a little bit.
Now you're giving merits to people.
You don't have to interrupt. He's talking.
We're both talking.
No, this is my hype, man.
Yeah. This is how Thomas do it.
All right, let's hear what Thomas has to
say.
Tell
him how it is.
Hit it up, JH. You're still talking about inequalities that quantify people. And the thing is, in the end, you're all just people. It's a matter of chemistry, baby. If I were talking about leagues, I would never be getting married to the hot blonde baby over there.
Woo!
And she's... No. Now, granted, she's only in it because I have status and money. But outside of that, I happen to be an extremely handsome individual. No, but my point is, like, she's very cool and pretty and hilarious. And the fact that this old bag of tin, a picture of, like, a bag of miscellaneous tin.
Tin. Mm-hmm. The tin
collector.
Man.
Oh, we got to give our tin to the... It's the war, so... Yeah. Anyway...
It's the war.
The war is on.
Yes.
Germans, so we got to give up the tin.
Send your salami to the boy in the army.
I guess you still can't you can't quantify. You just have to have what you have. He has to. I tell you, this is the real thing. That man has to take ownership of the situation into his hands. He has to be like, is this girl for me? As opposed to, can I be worthy for her? That's a huge mental shift. That's when you turn the fucking game on. You're like, ooh. I like you, but what you gonna do for me? And as soon as you do that, then the girl's like, I don't know, maybe everything? Trust. Trust! Truth speak, dubs! Penis!
Dubs!
Honey!
Dubs!
So, sky jump.
But what if he's really, really ugly?
Jake brings us a good
point. She was saying ScarJo, but that would be so funny if she was saying sky jump. Jump out of the sky now. Impossible.
Unreasonable demand.
Silly request.
Jake does bring up a good point. What if
What's
he's actually
point?
Really
ugly? Oh, yeah, what if he's
ugly?
Really, really, really ugly?
What if he's a fumper?
Mm-hmm.
A fumper, a dumpy, a crusty nuggler?
What if his nuggler's crumpy?
What if he's a crumpy duggler and he's got all the skin, but it's extra? You actually do bring up a great point.
Thank you.
See, you know, here in North America, here in the world, we think of, we want males of all status quo. We want this, like, porny, hot, like, got it all lady. And the thing is, man, there's so many beautiful babies of all different shapes and sizes. And the fact of this, you have to be somewhat aware of, like, where you're at right now. How real do I get?
As real as fucking real.
Do I speak to the fugly dumpers?
Speak from the heart. Speak to the fugly dumpers.
Fuck, man. How do I do this?
I'll give you a beat.
Wait, I don't need a beat. No. That only makes
it
way harder.
You don't
You're
have
like,
to...
let me help you out. Let me give you a beat.
Here. Do you mind
play
if I...
Play to the band, a curtain opens
can I,
up, there's
can
a
I give
band.
You? I'll give you a little beat. Do you mind if I give you a beat?
I guess.
Maybe rhyming, forcibly rhyming every other word will help.
Yeah. Iambic pentameter. Listen, all you fugly dumpers. This is horrible. I've had too many of these. No, I want you to stop.
All
because
right.
It'll only end up being a thing that I'll regret is doing it. What do you? I want you to help me out. But my point is the fact that like everybody wants this crazy porn star, and no one has the camera outside of themselves to be like, why?
Can I tell you what though? Just about this guy.
I just want to encourage realism.
About this guy specifically, and this I think is going to go to your point, because when he described this girl, he didn't say hot first. He said she was funny. He said she was smart. Then he said she was beautiful.
For me, what's attractive is someone. This is narcissistic, but what's attractive is someone kind of being into me. You know what I'm saying?
So you like girls that are into you?
Who knew? What a crazy concept. Going to a bar and being like, I like the girl over there that's into me as opposed to the girl over there who doesn't even know I exist.
Wait,
what crazy.
Do you like a girl because you think she looks like a girl that would be into you? Like you walk into a room and you scan, you're like, oh, that girl's kind of like hipster cute.
Wait, you just gave me a nosebleed. What was the question? Do I like a girl who think I might be into, what? What was
like,
it?
You're scanning the girls and it's like, oh, I'm attracted to that type of lady.
I'm scanning the girls RoboCop style. Target acquired.
Do you land on a girl that looks like a type of girl that would like you, or she actually has to be into you?
My experience is anytime I go after the girl that I think that I would really, really like, it ends up being the girl that's like the worst fit for me. The girl who ends up being that I like is like, oh, just a genuinely nice person that likes being around me. Peace.
All right.
Next month.
Really quick, two sentences or less, what should this guy do?
I forget the question.
He wants to know, essentially, can he take it to the next level with his
friend? Do girls hook up with guys below their league? Should he do anything?
Abandoned league.
All the time. Almost exclusively, they hook up with guys
If you exchange
league.
That mindset to, like, there is no league, yeah, sure, he can.
Right,
hook
we're all
with
in
them.
The League of Humanity.
Loser.
No, he wants to know how can we tactically break it down so we can fuck her in the butt like the other guy.
Well, actually, that brings us to our next and last question. Let's get a little silly up in this. Are you guys, why don't you
guys
provide
us? I like
getting
real in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, that was
good. Like my favorite.
It's nice.
Is it weird? Okay, good. You're beautiful, baby. That hair come from my butthole, and I put it on my face for this just this moment.
How are we doing on time? We started late, right? 20 minutes. Oh, perfect.
If I hoidle doidles and you're my doidle, do I get to hoidle you?
I think so.
All right.
You're like a Yiddish riddlesmith.
Hey, riddlesmith.
Yeah.
What's Schmoyle doing? He's smithing his riddles. He's like in this workshop sweating leather apron like ding, ding, riddles. What a funny idea. It's Billy Crystal from the Princess Bride, like, I shall. Answer my questions, Mr. Blumenfeld. Instead of Amir, what would you want your most Jewish first name to
be? Instead of Amir, Shmuel Blumenfeld? Yeah. What would be a more Jewish name?
You don't know.
Name?
His middle name is Shmuel.
Is it?
It is.
Shmuel, 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 Shmuel. See, Christianity and Judaism can coexist.
It's funny because Yiddish riddlesmith is how an anti-Semite would call you if he thought you were Jewish.
Doi, doi, doi. I only hear Dybbuk speak, you demon.
Do you want to read this next question?
I'd fucking love to.
Oh, this is exciting. It's a girl.
You give me... Okay. It's a lady, but Tessie? I like Tessie. No, I've chosen. Tessie is the first name, but what's the last name? Dewan? It's got it, I've got it. Tess, I've shut the fuck up, you animals. I'm an improviser, I take the first one I hear. Tessie Dewan. Who I'm sure neither of those names were actually said, but that's just what I heard. It's hi guys is the first. Tessie Dewan writes.
Hi.
Oh. It's been 3 days in Montreal and very little to no sleep. So anyway.
Hi guys. Love the show. Here's my situation.
But it's like one of those raspy girls. Do you ever get attracted to the raspy girls?
Yeah.
Like, I'm having so much fun partying.
And you're like, what's up with you? Can I figure out where you're going later?
What did you do to lose your voice?
Yeah, being easy is what it is.
Ooh.
Oh, fucking God, real. After the whole speech of, like, just be you, and then, like, sluts are sluts, right?
The duality of man.
Okay.
Here's my situation. I've had a sexual fantasy for a few years now that I can't seem to make a reality. I want to have a threesome with two guys as I stare my eye daggers into my soon-to-be wife. I have a threesome with two guys and be double stuffed.
For the ladies.
Brackets, double stuffed as in one in the front and one in the back, ... not both in one. End brackets, like get your minds out of the gutters, you perverts.
I'm not an animal.
What a joy this show is. Okay.
I mentioned to my boyfriend in a playful, sexy way, but was quickly shut down. I started the conversation by asking about sexual fantasies and what kinky, fun things we should try. Then I casually brought up threesomes. My boyfriend jumped on the idea of having a threesome with me and another girl, which is fine. Then I mentioned a threesome with another guy and that I wanted to be double stuffed. ... Crickets. What's written? I can imagine saying, like, I'd like to be double stuffed. In earnesty, like me, I'm looking at you being like,
wait,
you know what?
Two in one hole?
Just like, no, not two in a hole, like one in the front and one in the back.
That makes sense.
But like double stuffed, like a fucking double-decker Oreo.
Only more cream.
A crick.
Continue.
Blumenfeld. Oidel. I'd like to hoidel that doidel. Crickets. End of conversation. It's not like I want my boyfriend to mess around with another guy. It's not about that. It's just something I think would feel amazing, and I want to try it. I know it might be a little unsettling to hear your girlfriend say she wants to get double stuffed. There it is.
Three times.
She wants to get double stuffed.
She wants to be in the middle.
Yeah.
She want to be in the middle.
What the fuck?
You guys are animals. You just won me over. Way to go, way to go. I like these guys now. I like them. Way to go, guys. Okay. Now you're fucking dead to me. Okay. Unsettling here. Your girlfriend said she wants to get double stuff. I totally get that. But here's the thing. I really want to happen! ! So here's the question, : and I do appreciate grammar. So she's done all right. How do I bring this up again in a way that's not pushy or offensive, but lets my boyfriend know that it's more important than I made it seem during our first conversation? She's ESL. Also, just out of curiosity, how would you guys respond to a girl if she asks you that? Is it off-putting or sexy? Thanks for the help. Tessie. One person.
Let's get over to Tessa Dewan.
Tessa Dewan.
All right, first thoughts.
I feel like the only person that would be down in this trio is this Dio right here.
It is like, when you hear that conversation, like when you're like, hey, I want to have a threesome, you're like, huh? And then she's like, with another dude, and you're like, huh? But also, why is it so great for another girl and for another dude to come in? You're like, fuck no! I'm going to rail two chicks. I deserve
I'll tell you. Here, let me let you in.
Tell me why.
In my threesome fantasy with two ladies, the two ladies are also into each other, right?
Right.
That's great. That sounds fantastic.
Of course.
But like in her in double stuffing, there's nothing I'm going to get from me and Amir looking across from like a pig that we've got on the spit. Some pig.
except.
And we're like, and like, no, and I know you.
No, this isn't
and we're
fair.
Like, and we're like, no, but no, I don't want to do that.
You guys are doing that, and that's good. Keep on doing it. Like, and sure, you're looking into each other's eyes.
I'm trying to look over here. I'm reading a Kindle.
But you know.
I've got my
phone. You know that your girlfriend's in full-on ecstasy right now.
Yeah.
You're giving her her dream, her hope, her fantasy.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
No, no, no. Here's what it is.
But I also know I would never fucking do it.
I have a theory, if you don't mind.
Go, and I've got one thing.
If you don't think
it's... Do you mind if I give you a beat?
That does not help. Do you mind if I give you a beat? Hey, I gotta wait in line for the DMV.
No,
do you mind if I give you a B?
Hey, no pressure to use it. I just been working on some shit.
You're like, you're a waiter at a restaurant. Nobody's ordering beets. Do you mind? Can I bring you a plate of beets?
Have you decided on your order to help you? Mind if I give you a beet?
Let me make my point. I won't be able to make it rhyme.
All right.
Let me make my point, and then we'll try to the rhyme it.
Sure, yeah. Just abandon the rhyme.
Here's the trade-off.
Like, that was the beginning of a song.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's the trade-off.
We're all doing it.
She's saying, first of all, we like the idea of us with two other girls. So she's saying, that's
the two other girls.
So you're saying, this is an awkward moment, but what I get in return is, okay, this is a deal. I'll do it with another guy if we do it with another girl. I think it's worth that trade-off if you don't imagine yourself to marry this woman, because then it's like, what am I going to marry a girl? And then like, every time I'm like, me and another guy fucked my wife. I don't think that's okay. But I think if you've never had a threesome, I think fucking a girl with another guy might be an all right price to pay for that.
Principecci.
It's a really, 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 that was a two-person applause.
Well,
but I think they're thinking about it because it makes so much sense.
No, let me piggyback that thought in a slightly more...
Can I give you a beat?
Please, John.
Permission.
Hey, brother, can I give you a beat?
I think it's more about this. Like,
this is going to get so real.
Dude. Here, I think those, like...
Things get real on our show. I think this is perfect.
You made it weird, Pete Holmes. You guys, I think the thing is like... man, there's a bit of... here's the weird thing about it, whether we like it or not, whether we want to admit it or not. But the animal kingdom does, but we don't. But there's a little bit of ownership when it comes to sex. There's a little bit of like, I put my thing in you, or we put our things together, and now I kind of get you for a bit. And so if you combine that, it's what it is. If you combine that with like feelings and emotions, like I love being around you, I'm a 7, you're an 8, I don't care about legs. But like we're together, I think that even makes it tougher. Like I think if you were gonna go for like, it's harder for me to imagine my love, the love of my life, the woman I'm gonna marry to be double stuffed.
But isn't that what I said?
Some lady in Montreal
is the
that
words
I just
double
back
stuffed.
And met.
Like she has to stop using double stuffed.
Oh,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Double stuffed is a little like, yeah, I would react poorly to that too.
Baby, it's casual. I'm just talking about being double stuffed.
And like, which dick do I get? Is mine in the
which
vagina?
Which dick do you get?
No,
you don't get any dicks. Jake, for the last time, you don't get any dick.
Hey, babe, double stuffed. I love the idea. So you fuck me, he fucks me, or which one's what?
Which dick do I get?
So you got the strap on, he got the dick.
Which one do I get, baby?
Hey.
Jakey boy.
Here's my answer. I always quantify shit, like you saw the last question.
Give me metrics, baby.
If this guy's not down with a 1-to-1 conversion rate, let's fucking up the ante. We institute, okay, how about 2 threesomes for 1? 3. How much is the double stuff worth to you? 3, 4, 5 threesomes? At a certain point, he's going to have to make a call and be like, it's worth 10 threesomes. And at that point, if he's down, I think you go for it if you really think it's worth it. If this guy still says no, I think he wants to marry you, which is kind of special in a different way.
I'm gonna have
then you break
I'm gonna
up and you get double slept by two dudes that aren't your boyfriend,
and
that's also
good.
Like
a real hard one to look at Facebook. But here's the thing. I will say this. This is a slight epiphany of, like, the idea of being able to give your true loved one the most, like, incredible fantasy that he or she has ever had is pretty rewarding in itself. But they're not to say that's without incredible obstacles. Like, I think of Lady Luck over there, and I love her, and the idea of giving her her dream is, like, great, but at the end of the day, like, some dude, either my friend.
Oh, I would be honored, sir.
I know.
Absolutely. It would be
a dream come true.
Okay, well, not that much.
Dream come true spelled with a C-U-M. Absolutely.
A cream come true.
A cream dumping come true.
But either like a pal of mine helping me on this, or like a stranger, like some fucking jacked up like hipster with tattoos, and he's got Ryan Gosling body. Like,
dope.
Either or, it's still really, it's en temps, and you need to, you gotta weigh it all, man. Do you have the emotional fortitude to provide your loved one with like her dream? Oh, doidel. If you got a hoidle, a doidle, do you hoidle? I don't know.
You do.
I think you got it. Jake hoidles. Jake hoidles any doidle.
No, you wouldn't. A doidle. I don't
he wouldn't want
foidle,
a doidle, you know, hoidling his hoidle.
You've hoidled any doidle?
I've hoidled a doidle before, yeah.
Have you spitted a double spitter?
Oh, yeah. I've spitted a double spitter.
You've been the doubler in a double
spitter? I've witted a triple spitter. You know what
I'm saying? You've triple stiffed? Have you really?
Yeah, dude. Triple?
I don't know what we're talking about. Have you quadruple stuffed a woman?
Quadruple stuffed a woman? There's not a fourth.
Oh. But there's, you're like the guy like waiting.
I've never been on deck. Right.
I was the guy waiting that actually nutted from jerking off just to stay hard. It's like, oh, when's my turn? Oh,
fuck.
Fuck me.
Back of the line, Hurwitz. I need to know if you've double or have you double stuffed?
No, I mean, that's a really... And I would fucking love the opportunity, to be frank with you.
Tonight, Montreal. There are so many women screaming. If one of your girlfriends is screaming that loud, look at her like this. Huh.
And then shake her hand.
I didn't know that. So it was a chorus of very female screams.
Wait, let's... The specific question was, how would you guys respond to a girl if she asked you that?
I'd take it to her. I'd run the scenario through my mind. I'd judge the pros and cons. I mean, you gotta like.
Is it off-putting or sexy?
It's
neither. It's, you know, it's a little
hurdle.
Scary.
Yeah. If it's someone I'm dating casually, it's not that big of a hurdle. It's like, it's more about the question of like, who's the other guy?
Oh, yeah,
that's
if I'm dating the person casually,
you.
I'm like, fuck yeah, that's great. Like, I'll get my friend Dave in here and he'll do it.
Oh, Dave! Wait, like Dave Feudernick?
No, Dave Rosenberg. Oh, yeah.
That clam dip, though.
Yo, I fucking almost had a three-way with Dave Rosenberg. Came this fucking close.
But if it's something you truly, truly care about, that's an
It ended up just being a two-way with just me and him, by the way.
So you guys fucked each other.
Yeah.
Nice. Missionary gay sex, I like a lot.
Jake, would you say, what would you do? Would you go for it? Would you consider it?
Yeah, I would consider it. I would talk to her about it.
Whether it's the love of your life or just a random lady that you're into?
I guess if it's a random lady that I'm into, then I fucking do it. And if it's the love of my life, I say, let's talk.
Let's zoom out a little bit.
I'd ask on the scale of dreams, where does it lie? Because
no, below world peace.
No, because if this is a 10 out of 10, like ultimate scale of dreams, I want her to have it. I truly do.
That's right. Beautiful.
It's going to be a hard thing for me to do. But like, if this is a woman, and I'm like, if it's your ultimate dream, where if you die and you say, I've never had this before, and I regret dying right now, I will have wanted to be the guy.
And
that
she's like, that's great. So you're not involved. Yeah. it's Zach Woods and Kumail Nanjiani.
Ooh, that, what a dream. You've picked the perfect candidate. Zach over Kumail. Just because he brags about having a big dick. Kumail does. Zach would never do that. Zach would be like, my penis is small. I'm sorry for having one. Are they here? Fuck it. Let's talk about them. anyway. So, Amir, what would you do?
That's what I would do. I think if it would be someone that I envision being with forever, I don't know if I can have that vision over me. But if it's somebody that I don't imagine being with for the rest of my life, I think it's a worthwhile price to pay.
And who's the dude you have a threesome with?
Yeah, who's the guy?
Oh, the other guy?
Yeah.
I don't know if it could be you because I have to stare at you for the rest of my life.
So? Dibs! Hello, Ashmir. I win. I win. That's our time. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thomas Middleditch. And you guys have been great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Namaste.